For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Last April, the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis reopened after a big renovation. One of the updates was to the storyline itself. Scholars wanted to emphasize that the civil rights movement didn't end with the death of Dr. King. Terry Lee Freeman is the new director of the National Civil Rights Museum. She's been at the helm for just a month, and of course, we are now in a polarizing racial conversation about law enforcement and its relationship to the Black community. Terry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Terry, did anyone predict that these current discussions that we're having about civil rights would rise to the forefront of all the other issues there are out there?
I'm not so certain that we can say anyone predicted that they would rise to this level, but I think the issue of race and class in America and its long-term effect on communities is a major issue and has been forever.
Now, scholars often talk about the different chapters in the civil rights movement. If what happened in Ferguson and Staten Island recently were to be part of maybe some future exhibit in the museum, what's the big picture idea there?
Well, I think the conversation is really around equal justice. And I think when you have cases like this, it elevates the angst, the feelings of, you know, we live with this every day. We're tired of it. Something has to be done. In the museum, we would want to be looking at how do we make sure that justice is applied equally? I was thinking about a statement Dr. King made in 1963 that talked about the fierce urgency of now. Something has to happen to calm the dissent in communities.
But also to make progress on this issue as well.
Absolutely.
How do you get both?
Well, I think you do have to utilize the legal and justice systems that are in place. And the conversations that are taking place from the Department of Justice right now, I think, are a beginning. But it also is going to have to seep up, if you will, locally.
Now, activists recently staged a die-in at the museum. They've been doing this across the country. Tell us about the museum's role in being a platform for these issues.
Well, it is the perfect backdrop for civil disobedience that is peaceful. And I think we are not at all opposed to people peaceably using the museum as a place to demonstrate their concern about what's going on around civil and human rights. With that said, I think that it will be incumbent upon the museum to also make sure that it can be a place where people can have a conversation.
Most museums deal with what happened in the past. Is it a difficult question for you of, do we jump into the middle of a debate or wait for a while until the debate has given us some answers?
This movement has been building, and so I think it's totally appropriate for the museum to be in this conversation in a pretty engaged and active way, given who we are, and the fact that it is living history.
Tomorrow's museum exhibits might look very different just in terms of the technology used to record history.
Everyone has a phone. Everyone has a camera. Everyone has a video. If we were to add an exhibit in the future that talked about this period in time, I think it would be really important to explain it within the context of the time.
Terry Lee Freeman is the new executive director of the National Civil Rights Museum. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.